Good morning, and we welcome back to The Daily Pod the superintendent of the Jacksonville Community School Corporation, Mr. Sam Melton. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you are the same.
I am.
All right. Awesome. And, of course, something that we had on the news recently was the fact that the teacher contract was ratified. And, you know, talk a little bit about that. Of course, that was a rather long process, but if you can kind of speak to that a little bit more.
Sure. We were lucky that we were able to do some cost savings here in the district, and with additional money from the state, we were able to do some pretty good raises for the teaching staff as far as getting that starting salary up from $40,000 to $43,000. We increased the top end of the scale as well. But one of the big things that Jacksonville is, we had a pretty big discrepancy there in the middle of the teaching scale that really kind of hurt us when it came to teacher retention or being able to bring in teachers, just because our pay scale was kind of so off from other schools. So that was one of the things we really focused on fixing. And I think we're now right there in the ballpark with anyone in the in Ripley County for sure. So that was a big step for Jacksonville.
Yeah, and you said that I understand that this was this discrepancy had been around for a while.
It had, and so over the years, it just, you know, kind of kept getting worse as far as the middle teachers, some of those that had been here for 10, 15 years, that it just, they weren't getting the raises or keeping up with some of the ones who were above them. So one thing that we did is we looked at fixing that scale where our raises range from anywhere from about 6% was the lowest up to just over 25% for the top, to get everyone back now in line so that we are pretty much equal across the district, and that made us comparable to everyone else in the area.
All right. So, again, that was the master contract thing. Again, that's a two-year deal. And also, I understand that there were also some other increases as far as contributions to health care and also extracurricular activity stipends.
Correct. Yeah. So this is a two-year deal. So next year there will be an increase for the teachers as well next year, just on a step level. But we also did increase the health contribution from the district. That's going to come out to about 12-13%. We also did extracurricular pay assignments. We increased those by about 15%. So that could be coaches or club sponsors, things like that.
And then I believe you mentioned also in a previous conversation we had the fact that there's some school some sports that are being added at the middle school you also had to have some adjustments as far as those are concerned.
Correct. Yeah, we're always looking to add extracurricular activities that we think the students are going to enjoy and get involved in. And a few of those were ones that we already did, but they were unpaid positions, so that we had just some examples: middle school soccer, middle school baseball, middle school softball, middle school golf. Those are all ones that some of them were not paid, so we added those to that stipend schedule so that we could keep those coaches interested and show that we do appreciate their time and hopefully keep these activities going for the students.
All right. And then of course, dovetails into some action that the board took on Monday night. And these were administrative and then classified raises.
Correct. Yeah, we did with some of that new money from the state. So there were some increases this summer for those positions. But with the money that we had, we're in a really good financial state right now that we wanted to do more for those members as well. So we did increase basically everyone else, administration and our classified staff did get either some sort of raise or stipend based on what position that is. So you know, we have maintenance and bus drivers and cafeteria secretaries. It covers everyone else. So we were really happy to be able to make something work for them as well.
Yeah, those are the folks, really, the ones who, I guess, keep the schools going. The fact that, you know, of course, obviously the teachers and administrators tend to get the headlines, but it's really those folks, it seems like, talking to other superintendents around the area, Those are the ones who keep the machine humming.
That's absolutely correct. And every position in the district is vital, especially for a small school like Jacksonville, where, you know, people wear multiple hats, and we want to try and do what we can for those individuals. And it does take a village, and everyone has a very important role here at Jacksonville.
And similarly, a lot of superintendents around the area will say once you get the teachers' contracts ratified, then the classified and administrative contracts seem to fall into place. Is that pretty much what you experienced in your first go-round, Sam?
It is. And like I said, we did something this summer, but it was one of those that with the financial health of Jacksonville, we wanted to be as comparable and do as much as we can for everyone. And so, yes, once you get that teacher contract done, because they've changed the law now in the state where we have to give 62% of our education fund money to the teachers. So then that helps us kind of to figure out, okay, how much do we have left? What do we have coming down the pike? And then we can kind of allocate those funds to those people as well.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Jacksonville School Superintendent Sam Melton right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our conversation with Jacksonville School Superintendent Sam Melton. And another item that the Jacksonville School Board acted on Monday night, and this is regarding, or at least an information item, bids for projects that will soon be coming up.
Correct. So we do have quite a few projects in the works, and we have kind of three separate projects. One at the high school that's going to include high school roof, gym floor replacement, some chiller work in the gymnasium as well. We have elementary projects where we're working on safety inside the building as far as not allowing access. When you walk in the door, you pretty much have free reign to the building. So we're going to try and block that off and funnel people to the office area. We have a lot of pavement issues and drainage issues outside of the elementary. Track resurfacing. And then the third is still a little bit of a question mark, and that is the possibility of a multi-purpose facility. And so we're looking really good on the funding there as well. And we actually had a very generous offer from our local foundation here, the Reynolds Foundation, that is offering to help support that project. So once we have all these kind of plans in place, which are pretty much coming to an end, we will then put these out for bids to see are we in budget and are we going to be able to do the projects and figure out how much money we need to come up with.
And I understand that you've hired a general contractor to oversee these planned projects.
Yeah, we have. And we went with Bruns Gutzweiler as our construction manager. And that was an important one for us because we wanted someone who has a lot of experience, and they do when it comes to school corporations and projects of that nature. Plus they're a local business that I think really knows the needs of Jacksonville. So I think it's a win-win for us as far as having someone who's going to have that expertise to really get us the biggest bang for the buck and make sure that everything's going the way that we need it to.
All right. So again, those will be coming up. Now, is there a timetable for when will it be next month, or when are we talking about as far as bids going out?
We're hoping that right after the first of the year is when we're looking to try and get those bids out. So I should have a little bit more information in the next week or two, and we'll kind of go from there. But I think it's looking very promising to have this within the next month, getting those bids out and seeing kind of what we come up with.
And, of course, the January meeting is usually the reorganization meeting, and I know that the state wants the school board's reorganized by January 15th. Is there going to be, will the Jacksonville January meeting be moved up or that date adjusted?
It is, and it has been published. So that is going to be January 8th. So it's going to be 1 week earlier than what we typically do. to make sure we meet those deadlines state puts out as far as reorganization of the board, and they will select their, you know, maybe and, you know, new president, vice president, secretary, things like that. So yes, January 8th.
All right. And speaking of calendars, Sam, of course, the board also acted on the 2024-25 calendar.
They did, and that was one that we were really eager to get finished up, and I think most of the other school districts around here are finalizing theirs as well, or did finalize theirs this past board meeting. So this was a little tricky because, you know, trying to fit those 180 student days in, you have a lot of parents, you know, that they like to maybe start school a little bit later. They want to get out a little bit early. And this calendar posed a problem because that first full week of August is not till August 5th. So it's a little bit later, where Memorial Day is early in towards the end of May. So that's May 26th. So trying to fit those days in, you know, posed to be a little bit of a problem. But some of the highlights for Jacksonville is we did cut down on our spring break from what we've done in the past 2 full weeks. To where we're going to have the Friday of March 21st off, and then the following week as our spring break. So that kind of allowed us to be able to condense the calendar down as much as possible. So we will start, the first student day is going to be August 6th, and the final day, kids will get out on May 22nd. So we are getting out before Memorial Day, which I think was a big one for the community. So we tried to make that work the best we could.
And then graduation day, when is that, Sam?
If everything goes according to plan, is on Friday, May 30th.
Okay. All right. So, again, first student day at Jacksonville in 2024 is August 6th. Last student day, the May 22nd. And graduation on May 30th. And all right. Anything else, Sam Melton, before we let you go?
I think that covers a lot of the highlights. It's been a busy fall and into winter, and now we're just hoping to avoid the snowflakes and get through this winter and get a good second semester going.
Well, if you do have snowflakes, Sam, rest assured we'll be here to field the call.
I appreciate that.
Awesome. All right. Well, Sam Melton, Jacksonville School Superintendent, as always, we appreciate your time. Stay well, and if I'll talk to you between now and then, I hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, and the same to you.